Lillian Vasquez, and this is Inland Edition. First 5 California is dedicated to improving the lives of young children and their families in the Golden State. Today in the program, we're speaking with 2 First 5 executive directors, each responsible for an entire county. Their important work helps connect families to crucial programs across our region. We begin with San Bernardino County and Karen Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So I know that First 5, there are many of them throughout the state, and I often see the commercials for First 5 California. In fact, I can hear the tune in my head. Will you share, first of all, what First 5 is and their overall mission?
Yes. First 5, there actually are 58 First 5s for the 58 counties in California. First 5 was initiated by a proposition in November of 1998, a voter proposition that is funded by tobacco tax. First 5 and Prop 10 funds are to promote the health and early development of children from prenatal through age 5. The unique thing about Prop 10 is that it exists in all 58 counties, but each county has a local autonomy to be able to invest that funding via a commission approvals for what they need most in their counties. You know, our children in all counties have different needs. That's a unique part of First 5 and Prop 10.
So let's talk specifically about First 5 San Bernardino. First of all, how big is your staff that's running that program?
I have a staff of 19.
And under this current pandemic situation that we're living in, how has your work world change in serving these families? What have you had to modify?
Well, first of all, at the First 5 San Bernardino office, we are an administrative function. We don't provide any direct services from our office. Our 20 staff are all working, you know, behind the scenes to support the $25 million in investment into services for children through our community partners, our county departments, our cities, our schools, our nonprofits, that type of thing. Staff are working remotely. They're able to perform their job duties and continue their relationships and contractual duties with our contractors remotely from home. So that's how it's changed the face internally for
right.
First 5 San Bernardino. Externally, we are supporting our providers, our funded agencies, to the greatest extent possible that they can continue to serve the children and families in their communities also via virtual means, you know, alternative methods.
Right.
And they're being quite innovative and coming up with a lot of different ways to do that.
So let's give a couple of examples. What would families typically, I know you aren't the provider, but your staff is making sure your partners who are the providers. So give me some examples of what First 5 is types of things they're funding with their partners.
Well, one of our largest investments is for early childhood mental health through our program called SART, Screening, Assessment, Referral, and Treatment. And although children cannot be referred into the physical locations where they would see therapists and undergo different interventions or prevention activities, many of those activities can still be conducted by phone through the parent and with the child at home or that type of thing. Another large investment is in parenting education. Typically, we provide parent education via group settings in our nurturing parenting programs and or home visitation. Our contracted partners are still able to reach out to parents now mostly on a one-to-one basis, but to be able just to, you know, make sure that they're supported and make sure they kind of keep on track with where they were in their parent education curriculum. That supports the families, supports the children, but also still adds value to that staff that can work remotely serving those families.
What are some of the things that you hear through your partners that families are asking for or in need of?
Oh, the most important thing is, well, of course, early on, the same issues with toilet paper and paper goods, but diapers, formula, childcare. So childcare for our essential workers, our healthcare workers, folks who cannot afford to be furloughed. They're in a type of business where they can still report to work, but now their children are out of school because the schools are closed or their daycare is closed. So the greatest need that we hear is around child care, family support, and emergency needs.
And are those things that your partners are able to do and you provide the funding so they can do it?
We are actually, you know, this COVID-19 is something new to all of us.
Right.
And that's what keeps us very busy these last 2 months, going to the drawing board, trying to be innovative, trying to coordinate and collaborate with other partners with existing resources, and trying to determine how we can best enhance the service and support to our families. So we don't have anything set up right away that we could say, you know, that we can provide, that we can support families for these needs that we're hearing, but we are working on it. It is on the horizon. First Five California, they have a commission also. So there's a state commission, First Five California.
Right.
Their commission just recently approved $4 million for emergency supplies, such as what I was just speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed to distribute these supplies among all the 58 counties. So we are anxiously awaiting our allocation of diapers and wipes and books and cleaning supplies and masks and paper products. So that is one way that we're hoping to be able to help support the families in San Bernardino County and the child care providers. So the priority for these emergency needs are for our child care providers. And I had a great conversation yesterday with a provider from Fontana who cares for 10 children. I just honor that service so much. And we told her help is on the way. So we are definitely working on being able to help support our providers. Also, as far as formula and diapers and that type of thing for our other families, First Five San Bernardino invest in our county's Children's Fund for an emergency needs program. It's called the Daily Referral Program. It does require case management connection, but parents and families can receive emergency needs through that program.
When I visualize these toilet papers and formulas and diapers coming in, and then do they come to you and you share it with the others and pass it around and they pass it on to their clients? Or how does that work?
So for the allocation from First Five California that, as I stated, was designated for child care providers, I am working with our child care partners in San Bernardino County, which is a child care resource center, and their regional director is helping us to coordinate. So we have worked with the supplier, and goods will be delivered to several locations throughout the county. At that point, we will be making appointments with our providers, and we have over 600 providers right now that are still providing care.
Wow.
We will set up appointments with those providers, and they will come and do a drive-by, drop-down type of delivery,
right,
so that we keep everyone safely distanced and safe as we deliver those products to them.
Let me reintroduce our guest is Karen Scott. She's the executive director of First Five San Bernardino. So you are more like a hub, kind of like an octopus that has your tentacles and legs stretching to different organizations that are actually boots on the ground helping the families. Is that more accurate?
You know what? That is a very accurate description.
Okay. And with your partners, you were saying what they're hearing is, especially you're hearing from childcare providers, can families reach out to you directly, or do they go to whoever they might be connected with that then goes to you and asks for some of the things that they need?
We have a lot of connection points. Our number one connection point would be 211 in our county.
Right.
So families can call 211 and be referred to any of these providers. All of our providers are registered with 211. So that's a first stop is to contact 211.
Okay. And is that put you on the spot, but is 211, is that a lengthy process? I'm familiar with the 211 calling, but is that something that families can feel they can get services or needs met within a week, within a day, within a few weeks? How does that work?
I couldn't say.
Okay.
I do receive reports from 211 that have described, that illustrate the number of calls they receive and for what for what that caller is requesting.
Mm-hmm.
The needs are great. So I couldn't say that those needs are all met or how long it takes to get them, but I do know that we do have folks at the ready and to be able to refer to those resources that we know should be available.
Okay, so then could we recommend to listeners that maybe 211 is possibly, if they're not already receiving services and they are in need, is 211 maybe a good starting point?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Is there anything that you feel is pertinent that you want families or individuals to know about First Five San Bernardino specifically that you would like to share with our community?
I would just like to share that, you know, we are working cooperatively and collaboratively with everyone that we can, from the county government, the state administration, and locally within our First Five network, to be able to share evidence-based information, comprehensive information that could be of importance to parents. We ask that families visit our website. We have, you know, all kinds of resources. We have things like, should my child wear a mask, you know, and how hard it is to get a child to wear a mask, and at what age should a child wear a mask, and that type of thing. Just any concerns that a parent could have. We've been trying to really keep that updated, and that's what I would suggest to parents is that, and do feel free to call us because we, you know, we can refer, we have resources, and we know where to find the resources with through our partners, and we take pride in being able to help guide our families to the services that they need.
Terrific. Now, when you say call you, you mean your actual San Bernardino line? There are people there that are answering their phone?
Yes, absolutely.
And what number is that?
That number is 909-386-7706.
Terrific.
And that's our main line, and or they can access our website.
I went on your website prior to the interview, and there is a wealth of information. It's mostly a resource website, but if you guide through it, there's plenty of information on there. Again, the number is 909-386-7706 as a first call, or 211 as a first call as well. Mm-hmm. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Be well.
You as well.
Karen Scott is Executive Director for First Five San Bernardino. More information on First Five San Bernardino is available by phone at 909-386-7706. Again, that's 909-386-7706. Or if you're in San Bernardino County, call 211. Their web address is first5sanbernardino.org. After a short break, we'll continue on this important topic with Tammy Graham, Executive Director of First Five Riverside. I'm Lillian Vasquez, and this is Inland Edition. We'll be right back. You're listening to KVCR. I'm Lillian Vasquez, and this is Inland Edition. Today on the show, we're talking about services for children and their families available through First Five California. We'll move now from the County of San Bernardino to the County of Riverside. Tammy Graham is Executive Director of First Five Riverside. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
So when I spoke with your counterpart, First Five of San Bernardino, Karen Scott, she shared that there are First Fives in every county of California, which is 58 of them. And I'm assuming you all have the same mission. So maybe we could just talk specifically about First Five Riverside. How big is your staff?
Our staff currently is about 46 staff.
Tell me what's going on with your county.
So for our quality rating and improvement system, which is an initiative that works to improve quality in early learning environments, we have hired staff that do coaching with child care providers. So they go into the child care providers and they help them to assess the level of quality and to improve outcomes for children. And so we have 14 staff that do that. And she partners with another agency in San Bernardino County. So they have a slightly different structure there.
And when you talk about the child care providers that are kind of coaching the child care actual providers, what type of things are they doing? What are they working with?
So in the state of California, we have a consolidated matrix that we use. So they use assessments for children, environmental rating scale, the class assessments where they actually go in and observe teachers with children. They look at the environment. They have a tool that they use. It's evidence-based. And then we actually rate the child care centers on a 5-star scale.
And if they get a 5-star, they probably don't need much help. But if they get something lower, then what happens?
Yeah, then we go in and we work with them based on what they're trying to improve upon. So perhaps they're really working on their teacher-child interactions, or they want to improve their environment. So they purchase additional materials, they embed a curriculum, those types of activities. Then the next year we come back with an outside rater and they rate them again. And then typically they move up on the rating scale.
These child care centers that you work with, are they only like licensed through the county? Are they, you know, people that might have their own license in their home? Which ones are you able to work with?
So we work with both licensed child care centers and family child care homes. They're both licensed through the state, and we work with both groups. Our current number is around 500 in Riverside County. So it's a voluntary program. It's not mandated in the state of California. And of those more than 500 providers, they've been working with us, the majority of them, over the past 4 years.
How have things changed, or how is your staff working within this COVID-19 world?
First Five Riverside's been working closely with the Riverside County Office of Education to support child care providers who are staying open for essential workers who need to continue to work during the pandemic to save lives and ensure we have food and necessary supplies and other vital services. So our coaches that I was talking about earlier, they actually have stayed in contact with many of those providers. And we've been working through our Riverside County Emergency Operations Center to ensure that they have the necessary supplies to stay open. Some of those things included, you know, early on, like toilet paper and gloves and bleach and hand soap. And additionally, we've been working to provide, you know, diapers and wipes and those kinds of really emergency sanitation supplies that they need.
What are the families asking for? I'm guessing they're asking for those things. That's why the providers are asking you guys for those things. It's kind of a rundown.
Sure. I mean, the families definitely want to make sure that they have been able to do the cleanings that need to be done, the additional cleanings that they didn't have to do, you know, before the pandemic. So when the providers would go to a store and then they couldn't get bleach or disinfectant, those are the kinds of things that were on the forefront of what we needed to do. But then there's also, you know, food for some families and concrete supports, like where do they go when they need additional funding or rent support or those kinds of things.
And is that something that your department, because for the most part, I thought First Five was just to help the kiddos 5 and under, but maybe it's a bigger well that they are asked to help out with.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some funding, like in our Dental Transformation Initiative, that provides dental services for children up to age 18.
Oh.
But for the most part, our Proposition 10 funding, which is the tobacco tax, funds services for children 0 through age 5.
All right.
But it is also their families and pregnant women, so there's a little extension to that and what we can do with the funding.
With the 58 counties, everybody is doing probably very similar things, but slightly different. Do you have different programs other than the one you described that you're doing in Riverside that maybe other counties either don't have, or it's something that is an initiative that you started within your county?
Yeah, I think because counties do have the flexibility and local control of the Prop 10 funding, we really look at the needs in Riverside County and the agencies that partner with First Five work closely to ensure that families have what they need. So one of the current investments that we have is through home visitation, and all of our home visiting providers have continued to provide virtual services during the pandemic. I think we only had one provider that wasn't able to do so, and it was a small agency. All the rest of them have been staying in touch with vulnerable families and working with them to make sure that they have the supports they need and to support their children.
And when we think of Riverside County, it's a pretty big area. And what's your boundaries?
So we provide services to families all the way out in Blythe. And in fact, one of the first agencies that we worked with is out in Blythe, and she met us halfway, and we got diapers and those emergency supply kits out to them. And we've been working really closely, you know, with Temecula and Riverside City and Beaumont and Banning, Moreno Valley. So we span a wide area. We have staff that support families throughout the county.
When the pandemic first started, was your organization hunting down diapers? Because it seems like diapers and toilet paper seem to be the most essential things that families were needing in the very beginning.
Yeah, well, we were fortunate because we had a current partnership with supplybank.org for diapers. So for our families that are participating in home visitation on a monthly basis, they are provided with diapers for participating. And so we had a supply of diapers in our warehouse, so we were able to distribute those pretty quickly to families. We also partnering with First Five California State Commission just authorized $4 million in supplies for families throughout the state. And we'll be getting additional diapers, wipes, and soap and masks and other supplies that are we still need through that partnership with First Five California.
And is food an issue, or do you provide that as well, working with maybe your food partners, or is that not something that you guys do?
We do. We have been in contact through the Riverside County Emergency Operations Center with the food banks. So Riverside County has partnered really closely with them. And then, of course, our WIC departments, we're always in communication with them and providing additional supports to connect families to the resources that they need.
Let me reintroduce you. I'm speaking with Tammy Graham. She is the executive director of First Five Riverside. How do families reach out to your organization? How do they become in that network to receive services?
Well, families actually engage with First Five in many different ways. Often it's through one of our partner agencies. So we invest about $20 million annually in other nonprofit or other county departments that are already providing services to families. Families access our website, or they're engaged with one of our licensed child care providers that are participating in Quality Start. Or we have a Healthy Steps program that's in our primary care sites that have pediatricians that are providing enhanced well child checks. So that's many ways that we interact with families. We also have a program called Ready for K, where families can get weekly text messages to help them build literacy and engagement with their children. So they get weekly text messages from us. They sign up through their partner agencies or going right on our First Five website.
When you say invest, is that maybe something that either nonprofits or others that are your partners have applied for a grant through First Five, and that's how you invest in them and they get the grant to do this work working with your organization, or are those two separate things?
We provide grants, and then sometimes we do partnership agreements where we have another agency that's already working with families, mm-hmm. and then we can enhance those services by adding additional dollars. So we do both ways. Our commission last month approved $1 million investment for emergency supports directly to families.
So tell me about that investment. How will that be used, and how will families benefit?
So in partnership with Lift to Rise in the desert and United Way of the Inland Valleys in the western part of Riverside County, they will be providing $200 stipends to families for their emergency needs. So this is one of the first times at least the Riverside Commission has invested in this way and with such a big response. So we've had some feedback from families and community-based providers that their timely investment was really needed for families. Both United Way organizations are directly engaging with families, so families applied for some additional support.
Okay.
And they use the funding from the commission to provide it to families.
You mentioned earlier that you are funded through the tobacco tax. Even in this COVID-19 going on, has your funding changed? Are less people smoking? Are you getting less of a tax? Has that model changed at all over the years that you've been overseeing it?
Well, in the 20 years that First Five has been in existence, we have seen a decline in the revenue that's coming into First Five, mostly because the tobacco tax is going up. So we want to see, of course, smoking going down.
Right.
Right now, we're not really seeing any shift in that.
And do you get your money a year in advance, or how does your model, how does it financially work?
We get it 2 months in arrears, but pretty quickly.
Yeah.
From the time the state gets it, they distribute it to each of the 58 commissions.
And what's your takeaway? What do you want our listeners that are in the Riverside County to know about First Five?
Well, First Five here is to support this really important time period in a child's life where their brain's developing. It's also a stressful time for families. And, you know, with the pandemic, there's more stress out there. Kids have a lot of questions. So we have resources on our website for them. We can also connect them to home visiting programs or child care centers that can provide some respite for parents and also to really provide that opportunity to get kids ready for school.
So you have the ability to provide respite. That's giving parents a little break, and somebody else is paying for it, or they're having to pay for it to receive that respite?
Well, it depends. So based on the family's income, there's state funding and also First Five fund child care for families through our partnership agreement with Riverside County Office of Education. So it really depends on what the family's income level is.
Got it. And what about families that have children with special needs that are under five? Do you play a part in that, or is that somebody else's responsibility?
Well, there's a lot of agencies that respond to children with special needs and work together to ensure that they have what they need. But First Five does provide some funding and also professional development for child care providers who work with children with special needs. We also have a partnership with Riverside County Behavioral Health Department called Set for School.
Mm.
So they go out to different school districts, of course, when they're open and provide supports to parents and children and teachers.
And then moving forward, do you think your staff and your team is, let's face it, it is so much harder to do what we all need to do on Zoom or virtually, you know, is your staff ready and prepared, or they're still adjusting as well?
I think our staff have adjusted pretty well because for some time we've been trying to use technology because our county's so large,
right,
to engage with, you know, our providers and our families. But we're definitely looking forward to the time then when we can be face to face again.
Very good. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for your time and enlightening us a little bit about First Five Riverside.
Well, thank you so much.
Tammy Graham is the executive director for First Five Riverside. The website with more information for First Five Riverside is rccfc.org. That's rccfc.org. We'll also include links to the websites for First Five Riverside and First Five San Bernardino on the Inland Edition program page. That web address where you can also hear this episode and past shows is kvcrnews.org/Inland Edition. You can also listen to Inland Edition on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play Music. Search for Inland Edition on your streaming service. Inland Edition is a production of Empire KVCR News. Rick Dulock writes and produces the program. Sharina Wad provides production support. David Fleming provides final edits, mixes in the music, and assembles the show. Greg Myers keeps us organized, and Michael Sanchez is our sound editor. I'm your host, Lillian Vasquez. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.